In our personal or professional life, trust is the most important thing that binds you up with your family member or with your colleague or with your client or with a business partner. So trust is the most important thing that what I personally feel, and I personally take that thing on the top up, you can say top notch level. So, hey everyone, hope you all are doing awesome, amazing, fantastic, and whatever you say that. And basically, in this particular podcast, this is gonna be super valuable. And that's all about the four C's of a trust, or you can say that trait of a trust, four trait of a trust, right? So, the very first one is like competence, second one is care, third one is character, and fourth one is consistency. And let me tell you one of the most important things, whatever I'm going to share with you here, I have taken all those things from the book, Think Like a Monk. So I personally, it's not, I mean, I'm not any affiliate of Think Like a Book, but I literally loving this book, literally. That's why, I mean, most of the stuff that I'm sharing is from the, I mean, in nowadays podcast is from the book Think Like a Monk, because I'm really, really loving. Okay, so let's get started. So, like, force is the very first that I have already talked about, competence. And, like, competence is all about the person has the right skills to, you can say, solve your issue, or they are in the expert or an authority in their area, right? For example, if someone know a lot more about a digital marketing, or they are having a great kind of experience in that particular field, so that person is competent, right, for that particular related to any kind of help, or any kind of, you can say, if a person gonna face any kind of issue, then that person is the right person to help that person, right? So someone has to be competent, or you can say competent, if we are to trust their opinion and recommendation, right? So the competence, that is all about this person has the right skills to solve your issue, right? Or they are an expert or an authority in their area, right? They have experience, reference, and, or you can say, high help rating. That's what we have talked about, right? Now let's, if we move ahead, for the second one is, that is all about care, right? So I know we all know about what care is all about, like we need to know a person care if we are putting our emotion in their hand, and it's really important. We are putting our emotion into that particular person, and real care means they are thinking about what is best for you, not what is best for them. That is the meaning of real care. I mean, and see, very, very, I can say that very, very less amount, or very less people on this entire planet, that you can say that, who are having this particular trait, care. Like, definitely our mom or our father or parent are literally concerned about our concern about the care and all those things, right? So after that, I mean, or you can say that instead of our parent, there are very, 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 very less amount of people who actually care about us, right? So that's what, they have your best interest at heart. They believe in you, and they would go beyond the call of duty to support you, right? Helping you move, you can say that, accompanying to an important doctor appointment, or helping you to plan birthday party or wedding, and whatever, you can say that, it's one of the examples, right? Now let's move ahead for the third one, that is character. Yep, it's character. See, some people have a strong moral compass, and you can say that uncompromising value, right? We look to those people to help us, like, see clearly when we aren't sure that what we want to believe in is right. right? So character is especially critical when we are in an interdependent partnership, like a relationship, or a business, a partnership, or a team, right? So these people practice what they preach, right? They have good reputation, strong opinion, and down-to-earth advice. They are trustworthy. That's why it's the third trait, like character. And the last one, but the not the least, is consistency. And I feel it's my favorite. Like, people who are consistent may not be the top expert, and you can say they have the right, or you can say they have the highest character, or care most deeply for you, but they are reliable, present, and you can say available when you need them. They have been with you through high and lows. Nobody carries a sign announcing what they have to offer us, right? Observe people in tension and action. Are they alignment? Are they in alignment? Are they, you can say that, demonstrating what they say they value, right? Do their values correspond with yours? We learn more from behavior than promises, right? So these are the four traits of, you can say, trust. That is competence, care, character, and consistency. But what happened? The four type of trust may seem like basic quality that we instinctively look for and require. But notice that it's hard to think someone who cares about you, is competent in every area, and has the highest character, and is never too busy for you. I mean, it's really critical to find those person. I mean, I think it's a rarest of the rarest, like the person who have all those, you can say, trait, like who are competent as well, who care about you, who have a strong character, as well as who are consistent as well. Just for take an example, if you talk about our mom. So definitely our mom, like, care about us, but may not be competent in every field, right? For example, if you ask to your mom or related to some area, or you can say some field that she don't have the, you can say, knowledge, then probably she can't guide you or give a direction what you have to do in that particular field. So she is not competent in that field, right? So that's what everyone, it's very, very less probability that everyone is, I mean, I just have only talked about rarest of the rarest person is competent in this, you can say, fit out for the those four C's of a trust, or you can say that four trait of a trust, right? So don't look for each and everyone. If you find a person who are having any of those, or maybe two or maybe three, you can trust to that particular person. That's what I personally feel, right? So that's it for as of now for that particular podcast. Now let's go deep inside the outro part. So that's it for as of now for that particular podcast. I hope you got the value, and if you got the value, then please do share this podcast to another people so that they get benefited as well. And if you're listening that particular podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts or Anchor, do mark as a favorite or do follow there and give feedback 5-star or anything as you think. Thank you so much.